Okay, Blessing. You're joining me on the Energy Clearing for Life podcast. And today I'm going to talk about clearing entities from your space. When you're reclaiming yourself, when you're growing into your own energy, and when you're asking yourself to have more energy, more expanded life force coursing through your veins and being in your space and filling up all your places where, you know, you were left yourself in bits on other people's desks and in other people's minds. And when you're pulling yourself back to yourself and increasing your life force energy, there can be voices that you don't recognize. There can be forces that you cannot, you might have a sense of not being in control. And today what we're going to do is we're going to actually release some of the entities from your space. And I have to tell you guys, this is the second time I've recorded this episode. And the last time I recorded it, there was some very strange technical interference. So curious. So I recorded it, and then I decided, well, I'm going to record it again because this is really valuable information that took me so long to get to, and maybe I can shortcut your journey of getting into clarity, having more of what you want. Really, you can manifest so much more of what you like when you have your clear space. There's something about clarity and lack of interference that gives you more power and strength to be who it is that you truly are. So I want to invite you today into this space of having removing unwanted entities from your body and from your headspace. So entities I define as beings without bodies, discarnates. A thought form can actually almost turn into an entity and be used against you in your body if you've had a fear for too long or a thought for too long. So I'd like to encourage you today to release ruminating, there's some energy on that, release ruminating thoughts. These are thoughts that loop in your head until you can't really think anything else. You want to release that a little bit? Sometimes you can do like a breathing exercise where you just allow yourself to be yourself. And when we look at entity energy, what happens is beings without bodies can find what they sort of see as sympathetic hosts. And that would be someone who could sort of perceive them, hear them, behave for them, on behalf of them, but you haven't given them conscious permission. You haven't actually said, hey, entity, come occupy me. So we're going to just, in the space of this, be a radical demand for clarity and a clean space in our own head. And we're just going to ask anyone, any entities who have camped out in there to leave. If you like, you can surround an entity or an unwanted discarnate energy or being. You can surround them in an orb actually, I kind of like to wrap them in a golden light and send them to the ethos. I just send them out into the universe. Come back from where you came, never to return. Back from whence you came, never to return. And just ask that your whole being be clear. It's really quite simple as that. It's reclaiming yourself. So go ahead, if you can, if you have space to relax and let go of anything you are worried about, you can go back to worrying about it in 10 minutes. We'll be done in less than that. Breathe some energy up from the earth and just breathe some blue energy up from the earth into your body. And breathe some energy from heavens down around your body. And go ahead and just surround yourself with brilliant light. Just relax. Breathe. And clear yourself of any unwanted entities again now. ask anyone in your space, any beings without bodies, you may now leave. Any beings without bodies in my space, it's time for you to leave. Go ahead and wrap them if you like in golden energy and send them off into heaven or beyond. Just send them away. Release ties of any karmic entities. So this could be a great grandparent or a parent or a grandparent or a great granduncle, someone who just kind of looked down on you and thought you'd be fun to come and camp out in your head. And go ahead and just ask them to leave now. Any entities sitting in your solar plexus area, go ahead and ask them to leave now. Go ahead and wrap them in golden energy if you like and send them off into the heavens. Send them home. Yeah. Very nice. And you can repeat this process. And we're just going to go one step further and we're going to ask any voices, and this doesn't even need to be an entity. This can be just like a voice that got stuck in your head. You're not worth it. You'll never be anything. You won't amount to much. You aren't the right shape. You aren't the right size. You aren't the right look. You don't have this. You don't have that. Anything that shouted at you or whispered at you, you are less than. This is quite possibly that person wasn't even speaking. It could have been an occupant or an entity who occupied that person, especially if they were an alcoholic. So we're going to now release those voices that got stuck in your body. This is Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And today is kind of an intense episode, I guess. It just asked itself to be born through me, and I'm honoring that by bringing that to you. And now go ahead and just give your body a quick scan. And any voice that's stuck in there that is telling you that you're not good enough, go ahead and just release that now. Just release that back to whence it came. Because in essence, you are everything that the universe is in all of your cells. You have extreme value. This cannot be taken from you. This is your birthright. Your value, your extreme value is your birthright. This is something you get to have by being on the earth right now. This chi of you, this I am of you, is of extreme value. And let no one take that from you. Go ahead and now just do a quick scan. Often these voices will camp out in our head, our heart, our stomach, our solar plexus, can even lodge in our second chakra, which is located right below our belly button. So go ahead and just release any of those voices, any lack of self-worth. Just go ahead and just let it go. And any entities that are still sticking nastily through all of this, just say it's time now for you to go. And just be a demand for them to leave right now and claim your own sovereign energy again. Nice. Thank you for listening. This is Erica Glessing. This is Energy Clearing for Life Force. There are some other good podcasts on this topic, so you could feel free to scroll through back to July. This is when the show started. I'm so glad you could come and listen and start getting a little bit more clear with your life. And if I can be of service, you can email me at energyclearingforlife@gmail.com.